You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 128, Adversity is a Sign of Change. In today's show, I want to explore some of the signs of change, the things that you can look for that will let you know that a new wind is blowing into your life, that prayers are being answered. We've entered a year of new beginnings, and the more in tune you are, the more the winds of change will affect your life this year. Vibrational alignment is everything. We'll all experience change on different levels according to the need in our lives at this time. Some people will simply want to change their look this year, and others will do a great deal more. When so much is going on around us, how do we deal with it and remain positive and optimistic? The only way to see everything as positive is to look at it from a higher perspective. And so that's what we're going to attempt to do today. Spirit always reminds us to rise above the physical and to view things from a spiritual or energetic perspective. You must do this in order to get the true message from your life lessons. You can't receive the lessons if you're focused on the drama or how it's being played out in your life. When the winds of life start blowing on a personal level, they're created in the same way that winds appear on the physical plane. There's a psychic disturbance being manifested. Winds are the manifestation of psychic or mental energy, just like everything else, and they appear stronger when two opposite forces clash. Now, on the physical plane, we call this a warm front and a cold front colliding with one another to create powerful winds or storms. This is also true in your personal life as well. Two different frequencies or energies that are not in harmony with one another have manifested in your life when you start to experience adversity. This is a sign that something has changed. This change will cause discord between individuals whose vibrations are not alike, and confrontations will begin to play out in different forms. You need to hear this because this is what we're witnessing in the world, as well as in many personal relationships. It's getting harder and harder to walk the fence. The time we're living in requires us to choose a side, light or darkness, and there's no middle ground anymore. The sides are completely opposing in energies, and these opposite streams begin to bump into one another, creating friction in our lives and in the world around us. It's getting more and more powerful by the day. A storm is brewing. In short, if you're awakening and expanding in consciousness, then your new vibration will begin to clash with your old one because your old vibrations are still present in your life. These old manifestations are people and things that you have to let go of or remove from your life if they're not in harmony with the new you. This change is all about you, not settling for a life that's unfulfilling anymore. The energies that are playing out in our universe are calling for you to be true to yourself. And in order for you to do this, you're going to have to start making some changes in your life. You're not going to be able to sustain the status quo anymore just to keep the peace. Because the more you try to fight off change, the more uncomfortable your life is going to become, the more adversity you'll have to face. Because like it or not, there's a universal transformation taking place. And to be honest, we're creating these changes on a soul level. They're happening because we've prayed for something, and now that something is trying to manifest in our lives. But most people misunderstand the signs of change and prayers being answered, so they begin to fight it off. All they know is it doesn't feel good, and they're not comfortable with letting go of the known. This is why I talk about this in my book, Doors of Light, in several chapters, because you need to become more conscious of what you're doing to yourself. When change comes, you have to recognize it and know that it will create disturbances in your atmosphere. This only happens because you've asked for it, you've prayed for it, you desired something different for your life, and you wanted it bad enough that you thought about it all the time. This is what created the psychic energy. And the longer you thought about it, the energy began to build up until it was strong enough to manifest in your life. It's your prayers that are trying to manifest that cause what we perceive as disturbances in our lives. Prayers are the new energy wanting to be given life, and they begin to clash with the old energy that you must release before they can manifest. That's why the stronger the winds, the greater the blessing. It's all up to you to see the winds as a blessing when they start blowing. You must acknowledge that this is the prelude to your prayers being answered. A transformation has to take place. Challenges start manifesting around you because old vibrations and new ones clash. They're fighting to be in your life. This is when you will be tested the most, and how you handle it will determine if you're ready for change or not. You'll be tested to see if you succumb to your old vibrations or if you'll embrace the new with fearlessness. Embracing change takes faith and trust. You have to have courage to walk into the unknown. When the winds of life start blowing, most people try to return to the way things used to be. The old becomes a safe haven, but this is going in the wrong direction and refusing to grow. If your prayers and desires were for a better life, then you must weather the storm and have faith that things are really getting better, no matter what they appear to be. You'll start moving upward in vibration once you accept the new energy. But in order to do this, you must face your challenges head on and understand that adversity is only an illusion, but manifests as a prerequisite for change. As you embrace your new vibration, you will move into a higher frequency and start seeing the physical world around you begin to change. Releasing the old vibrations that no longer resonate with you will bring peace into your life, and new people and circumstances will begin to manifest that are in harmony with the new you. Storms are cleansings that help us to remove negative, harmful energies from our lives. This is true for us as well as our planet. If you can weather the storm, then you'll open the door for your dreams to be born into your reality. I want to thank you again for taking the time to listen. May these words bless you abundantly and bring you greater peace in your life. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.